الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Receiving Ramadan. I began the khutbah by praising Allah the Lord and the King, the Great and Grand King, the Majesty, the one who is free from any similitude, any partners, the one who blesses whom he wills, with accepting the little sustenance from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he who blesses whom he wants with the massive blessings. Glory be he, high above all what those innovators could say about his names and attributes. He, Allah Ta'ala, have assigned the clear way for the intellect to reach the truth of his existence, lordship, godhood, and that there is none like unto him subhanahu wa ta'ala. He, Allah Ta'ala, guided all to the clear way. He created in a good way, and he created water and soil, and perfected everything that he created subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing can hide from his sighting. Even the footstep of the ant in a night when it walks, nothing can be away from his knowledge, even if it is newly happened. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but he, Allah, without any partners. He who settled high above his throne, and he is distinguished, and he is away from mixing with his creation. To him, all the creation raises their needs, but he needs for no one. I bear witness that Muhammad is the selected prophet and chosen messenger, the illiterate prophet who never knew counting, writing, nor reading. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his perfect family, his noble companions, and his wives, the women of chastity. All slaves of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, as in Surah Yunus, Ayah 25, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And Allah calls to the land, or to the land of peace, meaning the Jannah, and he guides whom he wills to the straight path. He called the creation, he called the people from the land of pains to the land of peace. He called the creation from the land of pains to the land of peace. As for he who responds, floods will be erected. And for he who refuses, the pains of the destiny has already wrought his sadness. He called them from the land of worship to the land of extra reward. He called them from a land which is the beginning of it is crying, and that is when you are born, and the middle of it is struggling, and that is when you are a husband, a father, and the end of it is destroying, and that is when you die. To a land, the beginning of it is giving, is a giving a gift, and the middle of it is meeting. That's when you see Allah Ta'ala on the land of resurrection. And the end of it is permanent life in the paradise. He, Allah Ta'ala, called him from this lower life, lower in place, lower in level, lower in everything, to a very pleased, a very blessed land. He called him from the land of obligations to the land of honor. He called him from a land which is the origin of it is mud, and the life in it is sadness, and the beneficial things in it is harmful, and the witnesses in it is all of false. To a land which the origin of it is perils, and the life in it is meeting and seeing, meaning seeing Allah Ta'ala, and the reward of it is gardens and rivers, all slaves of Allah. Here is Ramadan. Shaded you today, Friday, the first of Ramadan. And Allah, the All Merciful, have blessed you with. In this month, there are a lot of beneficial things. So who is he, that person, who stands with himself and judge it, and judge everything that he says and he does, and stands with the month with all it deserves? Who of you decided before the gates of the Jannah are closed to build for him, for himself, a house or houses or rooms that has houses and rooms above it? Oh people, have you ever felt, have you ever noticed, have you ever noticed that have you ever noticed in the previous years that Ramadan, once it starts, it ends. Once it comes, it leaves. That fast, that quick. Because the moments of beauty never remain. Only the nice memory of it. Only the nice memorandum, memorials, only the nice visions remain, but it leaves. So increase your deed in this month before it leaves, as it just started. As every month in the year, you may have a replacement for it, But where is the replacement of Ramadan? Even if you fast whole month of any other months, still it is not Ramadan, because you may be the only one fasting in the family. You may be the only one fasting in the office of work. You may be the only one fasting in the mosque. So it is not Ramadan. Although fasting is good and other than Ramadan, but yet it is not Ramadan. So get use of Ramadan before it leaves. All you believers, your Lord have called you by this name of believers. I've called you for something that you should pay attention. He called you to something that you should give it its right, as you are ones of those who Allah Ta'ala called in the ayah of fasting, as He Allah Ta'ala said in the ayah 183 of Surah Al-Baqarah, يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Oh, you who believe, it is made obligatory upon you as it was made obligatory upon people before you to fast, so that you may be from amongst the muttaqeen. Oh, people, in the hadith of Jibreel, the Prophet ﷺ categorized the Muslims into three categorizations or categories. Into three categories. Muslims, Muslimun, Mu'minun, believers, Muhsinun, good doers. Muslimun, the ones who believe but they don't do a lot of optional reward. Mu'minun, those who do a lot of optional worships. And the muhsinun are the good doers, those who are of the good doing. And fasting is divided into three categories. One for the Muslimun, that is called Sawmul Awam, the fasting of the general, or the common ones. Fasting of the common ones. And the second, and that is the fasting of the common Muslims, normal Muslims, that is the normal fasting. Meaning to protect your stomach and your private part. No eating, no drinking, and no sexual intercourse. The second, who are the mu'minun, have a fasting called the fasting of al-khawas. The closer ones. And that is the mu'minun. That is fasting of the stomach and the private part, as well as the other body parts. Your sighting, your hands, your hearing, your legs. So, the one who is from amongst the khawas, how will he fast? He will hold his sighting from extending to anything haram. Meaning, he does not look to the women who are not maharim for him, whether in real or in newspapers and magazines or advertisements or in TV, whether in the news or the TV shows, even that, what they call it, Islamic films, it's also haram. And the one who's fasting should protect his eyes from looking to that. He protects his nose from smelling, from sniffing, from smelling whatever perfume that a woman wears, a woman who is not mahram for him. When he goes to the hospital, when he goes to the market, when he goes to the masjid, when he goes to the bus, train, plane, ship, whatsoever, and he finds women there, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, already, you know, wearing perfume, he should struggle not to smell that smell, because it is a smell of fitna. And he protects his nose from sniffing anything haram, like drugs or whatsoever. And he protects his hearing from listening to a haram speech, songs, music, backbiting, slandering, false statements, whatsoever. He protects his hand from extending to anything haram, like beating, stealing, taking by force, raving or robbing, taking riba, gambling, whatsoever is haram, he avoids his hand from reaching it. He protects his hand from reaching it. And he protects his leg from walking to the haram, from walking to wherever it is haram for him to walk. And in general, these ones who are called the khawas or the closer ones are those who did the righteous deeds and protect themselves from falling into the destructions. And these are the people of the second level of this religion, Islam, which are called believers, mu'minun. The third category of fasting is the fasting of the people called al-muhsinun. And that is the third level of believers. And those are the ones who protect their stomachs, their private parts, their other body parts, and they protect their time from being wasted and non-beneficial things. They protect their intellect from being used for anything that Allah Ta'ala is displeased with. They protect their hearts from holding anything which is not good for it to hold. And those are called, or this fasting is called the fasting of khawas al-khawas. As in the hadith of Atiyya al-Sa'di radiyallahu anhu, where Rasulullah said, لَا يَبْلُغُ الْمُؤْمِنُ لَا يَبْلُغُ الْعَبْدُ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ حَتَّى يَدَعَ مَا لَا بَأْسَ بِهِ حَذَرًا لِمَا بِهِ بَأْسٍ. The slave would never reach to be from the muttaqin level up until he abandons what is not haram, what is not harmful, for protection from what is harmful and haram. Meaning, he avoids anything which has any suspicion or can lead by a way or another to the haram. As Allah Ta'ala said about the believers, those who do not witness the false, and whenever they pass by people talking, non-beneficial talks, they pass by like angels. They don't wait, they don't stay. So, all people, protect your fasting and stick to the book of your Lord. Read it. Protect yourself and your family's fire are only the angels who are very tough. I said what I said, and I seek forgiveness for myself and for the believers. This was the first khutbah, and the second, I began with praising Allah Ta'ala and sending peace and blessings Abu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then I say, it is reported in Musnad Ahmad and Sunan Nasa'i and authenticated by Albani that Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give the glad tidings to the believers, to the Sahaba, by the arrival of Ramadan, of the month of Ramadan. And he says, here, the month of Ramadan approaches you. It is a blessed month. Allah Ta'ala made it obligatory upon you to fast. In it, the gates of the Jannah are open, the gates of the fire are closed, and the shayateen are chained. In it, there is a night which is better than 1,000 nights, meaning in worship. Whoever missed the goodness of that night is the person who is really missing the goodness. In Sunan Ibn Majah, and authenticated by Albani, it is reported from Anas Ibn Malik that he said, Ramadan entered 1 year. Then Rasulullah ﷺ said, verily this month has arrived before you. In it there is a night which is better than 1,000 nights. He whoever misses the goodness of it has missed all the goodness. And no one will miss it except someone who is already written as one who do not deceive it. In Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارُ وَصُفِّدَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When Ramadan comes, the gates of the Jannah are all open, the gates of the fire are all closed, and the shayateen are chained. In Musnad Ahmad, authenticated by Albani on the authority of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءَ فِي كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَلَيْلَةٍ. Indeed, there are people who Allah Ta'ala free, meaning from the fire, every day and every night, meaning of Ramadan. لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مِّنْهُمْ دَعْوَةٌ مُسْتَجَابَةٌ. For each one of them, there is a dua, a da'wah, supplication that he makes, and it will be accepted. So what does that mean? Do not stop making dua in Ramadan. Do as much dua as you can. You are fasting, you are not fasting, make dua. You are in the day, in the night, make dua. Oh believers, this is the month which is a gift from the Lord of all universes to the awliya of His, the believers. That's why it is obligatory upon us all to protect it, from anything that can scratch it, that can damage it, that can destroy it. And for that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. He whoever does not stop the false sayings and the false actions, then Allah has no need for him to stop or to abandon his food and drink. In the other hadith, there is an extra word. مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ عَمَلَ بِهِ وَالْجَهْلِ. He, whoever doesn't avoid, doesn't stop the false sayings, the false actions, and jahl, arrogance, then Allah has no need for him to stop his food and drink. Here it does not mean that Allah is in need for the pious ones to fast. لا. But it means this type of fasting is not worthy. And it does not mean that he whoever does the false, go and eat and drink. La. It means that his reward is very low. Very low. It's a warning. It's not a permission for you to go and eat. But it is a warning for you not to do the false, not to witness it, not to say it, not to be ignorant and arrogant. O believers, indeed from these good deeds, the worships, that the reward of it is doubled in Ramadan, is reciting the Quran. This is the month of Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل به القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was descended. And also in the Bukhari and Muslim, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be the most kind man. The most kind man. And he was even more generous than other days. When Jibreel comes to sit to him to review the Quran, and Jibreel used to come to him on every night of Ramadan, every single night of Ramadan. And then Ibn Abbas said, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then is more generous with goodness, yani more fast in doing the goodness than the wind. He is faster than the wind. This hadith holds the emphasis of the nights of Ramadan. People in days of Ramadan, you see them good, sitting in the masajid, holding the Quran, reciting the Quran. That is good. But look to this hadith. The Quran was descended on night. نَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Night. Night. The Jibreel used to come to Rasulullah ﷺ during the night. It means, get use of your night. Get use of your night. Most of the people today, daytime, mashallah, tabarakallah. They are holding the Quran in the office, in the car, in the traffic light, in the train, in the plane, and all their times. But once they break their fasting, no more Quran. That's wrong. That's wrong. Rasulullah and Jibreel used to sit together, review the Quran in the night. In the night. So give the night its right also. And from these deeds, or these yani worshipping deeds, that is to be done in Ramadan, and it is more rewarded than it in other than Ramadan. What Abu Huraira narrated in, as in Sahih Bukhari Muslim, that Rasulullah said, "Man qama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi." He whoever stands for the night prayers, believing that it is recommended, and seeking the reward from Allah alone, all of his previous sins will be forgiven. But Ramadan, the whole month of Ramadan, not only one night or some nights, like the whole month of Ramadan, unless if he was sick, that's a different thing. And from this is to stand in the night prayers in congregation. Not like usual. Usually, night prayers in the other months, we pray everyone and individually in home. Sometimes allowed to pray in congregation. But in Ramadan, every night, it is sunnah to pray in jama'ah. Not only sunnah, it is recommended. It is recommended. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, reported by Ahl al-Sunan or Tirmidhi ibn Majah, Nasa'i, and Na'am. Abu Dawud. On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, radiallahu anhu, and authenticated by Albani. He saw a salam say, "Innahu من قام مع الإمام حتى ينصرف كتب له قيام ليلة." It is he who stands with the imam until the imam leaves. What does this mean? Until the salah is finished. Some youth believe that, oh, okay, Mecca and Medina, two imams for Taraweeh. When the first imam finishes, khalas, finished. La, that is not the meaning of the hadith. That is not the meaning. Meaning of the hadith, until the salah is finished. Until the salah is finished. The imam pray 11, the imam pray 23, the imam pray 39, until the imam is finished. If you stand behind him until the salah is finished, if you stand in the salah, in Taraweeh, until the salah is finished, then you are given a reward of standing one whole night. One whole night. And from these deeds that are yani, given double reward or more than normal is feeding the people who are fasting for yani, giving them the something to open the fast with. Something to open the fast with. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Ibn Majah on the authority of Zayd ibn Khalid al-Juhani and authenticated by Albani, من فطر صائما كان له مثل أجرهم من غير أن ينقص من أجورهم شيئا. He whoever gives something for somebody who is fasting to open his fast with, then it would be given the same reward of that person. And nothing would be decreased from their reward. And from this, worshipping deeds that has more reward than it in other months, the Umrah. As in the hadith agreed upon on the authority of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Umratun fi Ramadan, تعدل حجة معي. One Umrah in Ramadan equals Hajj with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, meaning in reward. The reward of it equals the reward when you perform Hajj with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. O slaves of Allah, the fruit of fasting is taqwa. That is the fruit of fasting. That is why we fast. Taqwa. And the reality of taqwa is to put or build a barrier between you and the banishment of Allah. So fear Allah the way you should fear Him, or the way you should be feared. And know that your bodies cannot resist the fire. Oh Allah, oh Allah, perfect us in our iman, in our fasting, in our standing in the prayer at night, in our recitation of Quran, in all of our good deeds. And by that I ended up the khutbah of today with some dua that we made for seeking for rain and for our brothers and sisters in Syria and elsewhere in the world. May Allah Ta'ala accept from us all. If there are any questions, you can on Wuzik you can write it down, on Paltal can raise your hand, and on the masjid you can ask directly. طيب الحمد لله. On Wuzik write number one so I can know that you are writing the question. طيب الحمد لله, it seems that it is all clear. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. Then we go to the درس of بلوغ المرام to continue the hadith of fasting as we started last week, last Friday. نعم. هنا يقول الإمام ابن حجر رحمه الله تعالى وعن حفصة أم المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت On the authority of Hafsa, the mother of believers, that may Allah be pleased with her, that she said, and النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من لم يبيت الصيام قبل الفجر فلا صيام له. رواه الخمسة ومال الترمذي والنسائي ترجيح وقفه وصححه مرفوعا ابن خزيمة وابن حبان. وللدار قطني لا صيام لمن لم يفرض من الليل. حفصة the mother of believers, the daughter of عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنها, said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he whoever does not have the intention for fasting before Fajr, then his fasting is not considered. This hadith is reported by Abu Dawood, by Ahmad Abu Dawood, al-Tirmidhi, al-Nisa'i, Ibn Majah, Ibn Khuzaymah. Al-Tirmidhi and Nisa'i said it is authentic up to Hafsa, meaning waqf, meaning she did not say from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ibn Khuzaymah ibn Hibban said it is authentic when it is elevated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning it is from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daraqutni reported in his Sunan هذا الحديث لا صلاة لمن لم يفرضه من الليل. There is no fasting which is to be considered for one who did not have the intention from night. ما معنى هذا الأمر؟ أن النية, نية الصيام في الصوم الواجب الفرض, يجب أن تبيت من الليل. What does that mean? It means that the intention of the obligatory fasting must be available from night. From night. يعني even before Fajr. فإذا قام الإنسان للسحور فإن هذا من النية. When the person stands for يعني having his sahur, this is from the niyyah. That is niyyah. نعم. والمهم أنه لا بد من استحضار النية. فإن قطع النية, إن بدأ رمضان بنية ثم قطع بنية الفطر لأجل السفر أو المرض أو المرأة بالنسبة للحيض والنفاس, لازم أن يجدد النية إذا رجع إلى الصوم. And as if the person had the first night of Ramadan to fast the whole night, the whole month of Ramadan, then that is enough. But when he breaks it with another intention to not to fast for a reason like traveling or being sick or woman in menses, when she's in menses, now no more intention to fast. When they are free of these causes and they want to fast, they have to have an intention from night. Again. نعم. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم فقال هل عندكم شيء؟ قلنا لا. قال فإني إذا صائم. ثم أتانا يوما آخر فقلنا أهدي لنا حيس, فقال أريني فلقد أصبحت صائما فأكل. رواه مسلم. عائشة رضي الله عنها said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day entered the house, one day in daytime meaning, and he asked, do you have anything, meaning to eat? She said no. He said, indeed I'm fasting today. And then in another day, she says, in another day he asked, and we told him, well, we have hais. Hais is a special food of Medina people. We have hais given to us as a gift. He said, let me see it. And then he said, oh, I become fasting this morning. And then he ate. That means that in the optional fasting, you can break your fasting anytime for no reason. And this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim. On the authority of Sahal ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi رضي الله تعالى عنهما, And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجل الفطرة متفق عليه. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people will continue being good as long as they break their fast, they open their fast, as soon as the sun sets. They don't wait. They don't wait. Why? Because the Yahud do not break their fast, they don't open their fast until it is dark. Rafida copied the Yahud, and they do the same. They don't break their fast until it is dark. We, the Muslims, people of Al-Sunnah, break our fast once the sun sets. And that means still there is light. Now, and this hadith is agreed upon. Tirmidhi reported on the third of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala said, أَحَبُّ عِبَادِي إِلَيَّ أَعْجَلُهُمْ فِطْرًا. The most beloved, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Allah ta'ala is saying, that is hadith Qudsi, most beloved slaves of mine to me are those who break the, or open their fast, yani, once the sun sets. Once the sun sets. On the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Take, and متفقٌ عَلِمْ, this is agreed upon. Take the meal of sahur, as in the meal of sahur, there is barakah, blessing. This barakah means for the body, or strength, and also for the iman, because at that time, you sit and seek forgiveness, and that is, that increases the iman. Salman ibn Amir al-Dhabi, Salman ibn Amir al-Dhabi, radiallahu anhu, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَفْطَرَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَى تَمْرٍ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَلْيُفْطِرْ عَلَى مَاءٍ فَإِنَّهُ طَهُورٌ. رواه الخمسة وصححه ابن خزيمة وابن حبان والحاكم. This hadith, which is reported by the five scholars of hadith, meaning Ahmad, Abu Dawud, al-Tirmidhi, al-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah, and Ibn Khuzaymah, as well as Ibn Hibban and Hakim, who authenticated it. Isa Salam said, when one of you wants to open his fasting, his fast, tell him to open it with dates. As if he doesn't find, let him then to open it with water. That is much more pure and healthy for his body. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbid to connect fasting, meaning to fast 3-4 days with no break, with no opening the fast in Maghrib, sunset. Yani day and night, he's fasting day and night. That is not allowed. A man from amongst the Muslims, meaning the Sahaba, said, Ya Rasulullah, indeed we see you connecting. He said, who of you is like me? I spend the night by my Lord who feeds me. Here feeds me does not necessarily mean food. Could be, but does not necessarily mean food. It could mean that Allah Ta'ala makes him able to, as some ulama say. But it also could be that Allah Ta'ala gave him food, as what he subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Maryam. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Maryam when she was giving birth of Isa, when she gave birth of Isa by the river beneath the palm tree, and also the mother of Maryam, when her brother Zakaria entered the mihrab, finds graves and water with it. And that is not the reason, that is not the season of grapes. And he asked, from where you get this? He said, from Allah. Now it could be. But anyway, Isa said, none of you is like me. So it means none of you can fast day and night altogether. Now, and when they insisted to do that, to fast day and night, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, he told them to fast one complete day and break one complete day. And then they saw the moon. This means this is optional fasting. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if the moon did not appear, I would have increased you with that. And making you to fast and connect, which is difficult, to make you see how difficult it is. To make you know the reason why I say don't connect your fasting. Now, and this hadith is agreed upon. On the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Bukhari and Abu Dawood reported, and the statement is for Abu Dawood. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورُ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَ فِي الْعِدَى طَعَامَ وَشَرَابَ. The hadith we mentioned in the khutbah. He, whoever does not stop the false sayings and actions, then Allah has no need with him to stop his food and drink. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to kiss when he is fasting, to kiss his wife, of course. And yubashir, kana yuqabbil, kana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqabbil wa wasa'im, wa yubashir wa wasa'im. What is the meaning of yubashir? Yubashir means he sleeps with his wife without enjoying. Without enjoying. But they sleep together. He hug her, sleep under one blanket. That's allowed. So some people think that it is forbidden to sleep with your wife on the same bed or be under the same blanket. Some people say this is not allowed. No, it is allowed. It is allowed. And then she said, وَلَكِنَّهُ أَمْلَكُكُمْ أَمْلَكُكُمْ لِإِرْبِهِ. She said, but he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one who amongst you who has the most control of his desire amongst you all. Now, so it means if you know yourself that you don't control yourself, then you stay away. Then you stay away. But if you know that you can't control it, no problem to sleep with your wife. I think we better stop here, inshallah, and continue, if Allah permit us, in the next Friday. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. I might be traveling before Friday, but not yet confirmed. But if I will be traveling, inshallah, I will let you know, inshallah, all that I'm not going to be in Jeddah. But the Jum'ah is going to be delivered. The durus are going to be delivered on the and for all room in Baltok and for all classroom on Wizik from Australia. But the time is difference, about 7 hours difference. So inshallah ta'ala, let you know that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
UK or Canada, you told me.